220sports.com. It's Cody Tucker. Good morning, Cody. How are you?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Cheyenne Frontier Days, you know, trying to get this delicate balance of not having too much fun and also being able to get some work done, but also having a great time. So, yeah, it's always a tricky time of year, but it's good. I hope you guys are doing great.
We were just talking about this, you and I, just via text a little bit. You were in Las Vegas last week for Mountain West Media Days, and then obviously your site is it's must have reading for Wyoming fans at 7220, and you were posting stories, and you had talked about how you were just posting something. I'm like, good, I felt I was a story low, and he goes, and you said, I pumped out 14 of them. What do you want? You basically is like, what? Like I was some kind of vulture, but that's just kind of how it is this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's exciting, and especially with this Cowboys team compared to last year, because if you think about it, guys, there was very few position battles to be won last year, and now the average Wyoming fan probably couldn't name 12 guys on this roster. So there's plenty of storylines, plenty of things to talk about, a lot of position battles, and plus you kind of, you know, after you lose 16 guys in the NCAA transfer portal and all the kind of craziness that happened this offseason, you kind of want to take the pulse, and that's a really good chance in Vegas there to take the pulse of Craig Bohl on a intimate level and a couple of players, and Easton Gibbs and Titus Wynn were great, so storylines are abundant.
Speaking of a pulse on Coach Bohl, Cody, he used some terminology that Dow's brought up a couple of times. Terminology that Coach Bohl usually reserves for special teams, at least historically it's been that way, the lying in the weeds phrase from Coach Bohl.
Yeah, you know what? That is the first words Craig Bohl ever told to me when I met him the very first time in 2019. And you know, I would go on radio shows before that season, and people would say, well, where do you think the Cowboys are going to finish? How do you think they're going to do? And it was such a toss-up. You know, I saw maybe 4 wins to maybe 7 wins, and all that team did was win 8, you know, beat Missouri in the home opener pretty handily, and go on and roll and beat Georgia State in the Arizona Bowl. And 4 of those 5 losses, guys, aside from Air Force, were by a combined 15 points. That team was very competitive. They came out of nowhere. That's before anybody knew a guy like Xavion Valladay. We didn't know really what to expect from Sean Chambers. He was coming off of an injury. And so I asked Coach if this young team he has now really reminds him of that. And he said, no, let's take another step back. In 2016, I had 2 guys next to me at Mountain West Media Days, one named Josh Allen and another named Andrew Wingert. Nobody picked us to do anything. We were picked to finish dead last, and we had 0 guys on the All Mountain West team. And now when you look back, I think there was 8 players on that team that were in the NFL at some point, or still are. And then he tells me, you know, it took me 9 years to win a championship at North Dakota State. And after he says all that, you kind of go, so are you trying to tell us something, Coach? And, oh, no. I'm not saying anything. And I'm like, oh, you said a lot without saying anything.
What's interesting about that that whole set of thinking, as you mentioned, is that 2016 team. I remember that Mountain West, and you know, I'm kind of following it from afar. There were people, even media pundits, they were making fun of the Cowboys at Media Day because they were taking pictures of Craig Bohl. He was by himself. Nobody was talking to him, and they're like, it's like this is what it's like, and that team came within, you know, a field goal of winning the conference that year, and had, as you mentioned, had some huge names. This year's team, I got to be honest, the 2 that were there at Media Days were the 2 that I'm most excited to watch so far this year. Titus Swin, I think, is going to have a special season. And then Easton Gibbs, of course, he's kind of in that linebacker assembly line. Chad, you know, you've had Logan Wilson and Chad Muma. Now you've got Easton Gibbs. Is Easton Gibbs the next NFL linebacker for the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, the assembly line. And if you think about it, even Lucas Walker got a cup of coffee with the Dallas Cowboys and played in the XFL for a minute. So a lot of great linebackers in the middle there for the Cowboys. And Easton Gibbs is primed. I mean, he really is. And, you know, you can ask Craig about it. You can ask Easton about it. Of course, they're not going to say, yes, you know, you're the next guy. But you can tell his body of work and his trajectory. Gibbs has just gotten better and better. And I have no doubt he's going to be a team captain this year. And then as far as Titus Wynn, as long as you're in Craig Bohl's offense, right, I mean, you're going to, and you're a running back, you're going to get your opportunities. And we saw last year in Logan, Utah, how special Titus Swing can be. We saw against CSU how special he can be. And if you think about it, man, he's averaging 6 yards per carry, and he's got the speed. He's got the power. I talked to a lot of players from other teams, specifically Utah State at Mountain West Media Days, and boy, they're impressed. To say the least, they know what Titus Wynn brings. So I think now that he's in a leadership role, he's going to be really good. And the thing that could be the X factor, fellas, is everybody's talking about his maturity and what he's done off the field and how he's kind of changed his tune from coming in. And he even admitted this, coming in being kind of an arrogant, I'm from Texas guy, I'm from Fort Worth. He's not that guy anymore. He's a team player. Craig Bull even mentioned him on the sideline cheering other running backs on and stuff you just didn't see out of a Titus Swim the first couple of years. So I think that could make him extra scary.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. Cody, you mentioned all the position battles happening within the Cowboy program this year. When you look at it, offensive and defensively, what is maybe the strongest position the Cowboys have locked in right now, and maybe what's the biggest question mark on position-wise?
Well, offensively, you got to go with Titus Wynn. I mean, the guy is that stable. That entire stable should be okay. DeWine McNeely, Joey Brash. We saw him bust a 51-yard run at the spring game. We said, "Who's this guy?" You know, here's another one. And so, I think the strength for the Cowboys is definitely there. And then you got some guys on the offensive line like Eric Aboje and Frank Crum. Those guys are going to be the anchors for sure, and they're going to be on the outside protecting Andrew Peasley. And of course, you've got, you know, some serious question marks in the wide receiver group when you lose a guy who was capable of breaking Marcus Harris and Brian Yarbrough's records, who now plays at Texas. You lose that guy, it's going to be really hard to replace him. But, you know, you got to think the tight end group's pretty strong, too, if they throw the ball to him. We know they can block. Can they catch and make plays downfield? But defensively, you got to start right up front. The strength of that side of the ball, aside from Easton Gibbs, is Jordan Bertinolli and Cole Goodbow right there in the middle. The two big defensive tackles, they're really good players. They were dominant at the spring game, and they've just gotten better and better every year. Cole Goodbow is another guy who I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he's a first-team All-Mountain West guy by the end of the year.
Which is interesting because, as you mentioned, didn't get a sniff at the Mountain West preseason stuff. Obviously, one of the big discussions for the Cowboys this upcoming year, Cody, is at quarterback, and you touched on it. Andrew Peasley, he started for a couple of games for the Utah State Aggies, and let's be honest, if we're just nutshelling the whole thing, Utah State and Wyoming swapped quarterbacks. The one coming to Wyoming is likely to start. The one that went to Utah State from Wyoming is likely to sit. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not expecting to see Levi Williams start for them with Bonner down there. But what have you seen from Andrew Peasley, even the snow transfer, kind of the Josh Allen, at least physically, clone, Evan Svoboda? What have you seen at quarterback compared to, say, last year with Sean Chambers and Levi and maybe some of the things that you noticed last year?
You know, guys, I wish I could give you the best answer and tell you how great it is and how it's so awesome to watch, but Craig Bull doesn't let us watch practice, so we basically have to go off what teammates say and what coaches say. And with Andrew Peasley, I've been hearing really good stuff. Been hearing that, you know, he's a dog, and he's also, you know, he's one of the guys. He's not that typical what you think a quarterback might be. He's the type of guy who will hang out with a backup, you know, defensive lineman. And he'll also try and hang with that backup defensive lineman in the weight room. So he's really beloved by his teammates, and I really got a sense of that talking to Utah State players at Mountain West Media Days, including Logan Bonner. He absolutely loved Andrew Peasley. You know, and Andrew pulled the game out of the fire last year against Air Force, or Utah State's probably not even winning a Mountain West championship, let alone sniffing one. So, you know, everybody says there's glowing remarks about Andrew Peasley, and you have to believe, even though Craig Bull has not named a starting quarterback, he talks an awful lot about Andrew, and you have to believe that he's going to be the guy under center when the Cowboys are in Big Ten country to open the season August 27th in Illinois. He's the only quarterback on this roster who has an FBS experience, and I believe that's 19 games. So, but he does like Evan Svoboda. He likes his trajectory as well. They like Jaden Clemens too. They really like Hank Gibbs. So they like a lot of these guys, but Craig Bull said yesterday they better start taking advantage of these reps, because soon five quarterbacks are not getting reps.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Cody, looking around the rest of the Mountain West, you were at the media days, and of course, Boise State picked to win the Mountain Division, Fresno State to pick in the West. Was that similar to how you felt? Did you feel those two teams right now in each division are the best teams in the Mountain West?
Fresno State for certain. I did pick Boise State on the other side, but Air Force has a lot coming back, and you never know with those guys. They can run off a 10-2 season real quick. So, I think Boise State's, they're just talented. They're the same old, same old. They've been there, done that. They know how to win games. They had an off year. It's hard to imagine they're going to do that again and go 7-5. But the other side, very sure that, Fresno State's the team. Jay Kaner, Mountain West preseason offensive player of the year. That was a no-brainer. He dabbled and went to the transfer portal for a minute, came back. Jeff Tedford's back there on the sidelines in Fresno. They're loaded. They're absolutely loaded. And to help their cause, Nevada lost their entire roster to Colorado State, and Hawaii lost their entire roster. So really San Jose State's going to battle with them a little bit. And other than that, it is wide open for them to take the West. And the Mountain Division should be pretty good. I did pick, CSU to finish just ahead of Wyoming. They're bringing in Jay Norvell, and he obviously is coaching a lot of guys. He coached in Reno, and I think CSU is going to be much improved just because of the culture. And then, Air Force, Utah, and then here we are putting Utah State third, and they're the defending champions, and they have Logan Bonner. They have a guy who, a freshman who last year took them to the LA Bowl and rolled in that game. And they have Levi Williams, who you remember his bowl performance. So can't really count Utah State out either. In the Mountain Division, it's Wyoming's so full of unknowns, and then you have New Mexico at the bottom. So I think it went exactly as I picked for sure. And I think Fresno State has, if there's a team in the Mountain West that can contend to get into the college football playoff somehow, some way, to me, it's Fresno State, and they have a chance to beat USC in the Coliseum early on, and this is the team to do it.
Well, what's interesting to me, Cody, is you touched on it just there, but can Wyoming be the Utah State of this year? Meaning nobody saw them coming. In fact, I brought it up all last season. Utah State, Vegas picked them 3.5 wins last year, and Vegas usually doesn't lose money. So the Aggies had a tremendous season. Can Wyoming be that team this year?
Absolutely, and I think that's kind of a very quiet rallying cry, Dahl, because they're not talking about championships, they're not talking title, none of that. They're giving you that old boring game at a time thing, but it's something that they need to do as a young team. And Utah State, what they did last year was nothing short of fantastic. They really did a great job, and I believe they had 24 transfers last year. And
wow.
They meshed, they clicked, they got some good quarterback play, they got some timely stuff. That big comeback at Air Force was very timely. And then, honestly, the Utah State contingent there told me that beatdown they took from courtesy of Wyoming at the end of the year really helped them mash the reset button and be able to go on and beat San Diego State soundly in the Mountain West Championship game. So, very much so the Cowboys could do that. And they're going to run the ball. We've talked about this re-engineered offense in Laramie for 2 years. It doesn't mean that they're going to throw the ball more. It means they're going to be efficient in everything they do, a la exactly what you saw at Logan, Utah. I've asked Craig Bull, I've asked players, is that what Wyoming's offense is supposed to look like? And it is. And if you think about it, Levi Williams completed just 12 of 15 passes that night. But if you can complete 12 of those 15 and keep a team off balance, bust a 99-yard kickoff return, a 98-yard touchdown run, things like that, some good things are going to happen. So Titus Wynn is going to be key this year. He's going to be huge, which means that offensive line is going to be huge, which means Andrew Peasley is going to be huge as long as he's efficient.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Cody, thank you for your time. Always appreciate your insight. Thank you very much.